You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? It's Noah Daniels, and we're here for another episode of Real or Creepy, the podcast where we determine if a story is a real haunting or just a fake creepypasta from Reddit. Today's two contestants are none other than the so famous, delightful, talented Kat and JJ. Hey, guys, how are you doing?
So good.
Wow.
It's such an honor to be here.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
So tonight we've got two stories. I'm curious to see where you guys land on if it's real or creepy. Story one is titled, My House is Unbelievably Haunted.
Okay, Noah, before you go, can we make pre-predictions based off the title?
Yeah, that'd be fun. Go for it.
I'm going to say it's creepy because they said it themselves. It's unbelievable. So I don't believe that it's true.
Is there any punctuation?
No punctuation. Well, there's a period at the end.
Any capitalized letters?
Pretty standard capitalization.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with real.
Okay. Sentence case or title case?
I don't know what that means. You guys know that, but seeing how I post words.
Oh, yeah. We need to talk about that.
On to the episode. Or on to the story, I should say. I can see ghosts, and I happen to have 8 ghosts in my house. But this is just the story of one. I've lived in my current home since I was 2 years old, and it just so happens that moving into this house is my first vivid memory and my first ghost encounter. The house was built in 1930 and has only had 2 families living in there before us. Compared to most haunted houses, it's a young house. When we moved in, I ran straight into the kitchen and started talking to the woman standing there. She was dressed in all black and had her hair up in a neat bun. She said she was the past owner and was making us some cakes to celebrate us moving in, but had to be quick because she was on her way out. My parents stood there laughing, thinking I'm talking nonsense until I tell them that the cakes the woman made are for us, and they are immediately confused because nobody is there. They mentioned it to my gran, who is a big believer in ghosts, and she asked me to describe her, so I did. To this day, she is still shaken about how accurate my description was of this woman. The description I gave her was exactly how the original owner's wife looked when she was young, who had died a few years before I was even born. 2-year-old me in 2004 was having a conversation with a ghost stuck in her 1930s form. She's still around to this day, and whenever I decide to bake, she is immediately by my side watching me. Okay, Kat, what do you think? Real or creepy?
I think it's real. I think it sounds legitimate. And you got a child in there, so that's already some evidence. It's like standardized evidence.
You heard that, JJ. We've got standardized evidence. How do you feel, JJ?
Yeah. This standardized evidence from Reddit points to real, but I have questions that I would want to ask this person. 2 families have lived in this house, yet there are 8 ghosts. who was like Ted Bundy, one of the families that lived in here. Why are there so many dead people in this house when there's just two people? And does she still see this lady or like any of these ghosts, or did all this happen?
It sounds like she still sees
young? She still sees the lady, if you were listening.
I don't think she explicitly said that because I was listening. She says, I see ghosts, there's eight, but this is the story of one. And it was my first memory ever.
And then she said, anytime I bake, she still appears.
Okay, I tuned out at that part. So
that's 10 but points for Kat for not tuning out.
Does she still bake? I don't know. So I don't know. I'm going to stick with creepy because I just think eight ghosts, it's not plausible to me.
Well, one ghost is implausible for you.
Yeah.
For that one, we're giving Kat 100 points and 10 bonus points for paying attention. On to the next story.
Heck yeah.
The title of this story is My Grandfather Came to Say Goodbye. So before we jump into the story, any predictions on whether or not it'll be a real or creepy?
I think it's real.
I think it's really about someone's grandfather going, all right, bye. Like whether the grandfather's dead or not, I don't know. We'll find out.
All right. The story starts off saying, I want to start off. It literally starts off by saying, I want to start off by saying I'm an atheist and I don't really believe in ghosts. But to this day, I can't find a plausible, logical explanation to this story, along with a few others. I was around eight at the time, but still remember it quite vividly. And my grandfather was a very big part of my life since I lived next door to him. Out of all of his grandkids, my sister and I were probably the ones closest to my grandparents, and there was a connection between our backyard and their backyard. So I could easily cross over to their house whenever I wanted to. My grandfather was a big man. He was tall, robust. He had a very prominent mustache, which he took very good care of and never shaved it. So my whole life, I had never seen him without it. Even in old photos from his 20s, he was already rocking the mustache. Even though he was 80, he was still quite healthy. He owned a store which he had been running for more than 40 years and was still doing it by the time he was hospitalized. He was sent to the hospital because of some heart issues, which wasn't supposed to be too serious. I'm not entirely sure what the problem was, but since it wasn't serious, my parents didn't take me to visit him because he was supposed to be back home within 2 weeks. For the surgery, they needed to shave his mustache, and due to complications, he lost a lot of weight. On the day he passed, I had a dream about him. In the dream, he was skinnier and didn't have his mustache, which I'd never seen him without. He was wearing normal clothes, though, and I woke up suddenly in the middle of the night on the other side of my bed. I had a desk which had a little digital clock which showed the time 4:42 a.m. I didn't think much of it and went back to sleep. The next morning, my parents broke the news to me, and I was shattered. I was inconsolable for a few days. When I was less sad, I asked them questions any eight-year-old would ask. When did he die? Why couldn't they save him? What time did he die? They answered all the questions, but the one that really hit me was when they said his death certificate said his time of death was 4:45. I told them I woke up at around that time, but they dismissed it and said it was a coincidence. After a few more days, I found out my sister also had a dream. One of my cousins said she saw him standing on her door the night he passed away without his mustache. And my other cousin said she felt his presence. This story still bugs me to this day because my logical brain can't think of any logical explanation for it all. So JJ, being the hardcore scientist of the show, I am curious, do you relate a little bit to the story? Is this kind of how you would process something like this? And do you think it's real or creepy?
Yeah, I think I could find myself in a similar situation. I think, you know, maybe a possible explanation is, you know, our dreams. We might have like vivid recollections of dreams, but then also I think our memories and our brains are so weird, especially in a dreaming state. Things are kind of fuzzy that sometimes I think it's possible we can imprint things that we think were in our dream after the fact. That's kind of where I'm leaning towards if you know, this person really did have this dream with his grandfather that, like, maybe what he dreamed wasn't exactly how it was in reality, especially if this is a dream he had when he was 8, you know, like the way he views it today may not be exactly how it went down in his sleep. So I'm going to say it is a real story, but I would have skepticism on this real story if this was a real ghost visitation.
All right. So the story is real, but not certain that it's a quote unquote real haunting. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct, Alex.
I'll lock you in for real. Kat, as the class favorite empath, how do you feel about this story?
I he was hitting it on the head a lot, being like, I'm an atheist, I'm logical, logic, 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 but it just felt like a lot of cushion. And he was like, you know, just telling a really long, elaborate story. It's been done before. It's a little on the nose. I agree with JJ that if he did have this experience, you know, it was on all of their minds. So it wouldn't be a big, wouldn't be a big coincidence for all of them to be thinking of their grandpa that night, even with that knowledge of him being sick and having lost weight and all that stuff. I'm going to be a little heartless and say it's creepypasta.
I will say he does sound a bit like someone who has just become an atheist and just wants to like work it into every conversation now.
Yeah, I guess that's true. The other thing was 442, just the number 42 always makes me be like, you're lying. That's just from a book that you read. You just want it to sound all like connected and universal.
All right. Well, that leads us to decision time for this one. We're going to award JJ 109.9 points. Kat with nothing on that one, but that still leaves her with the win.
That's right, JJ.
I came this close.
Nice try. Man. Nice try convincing Noah on your point.
Until the next episode of Real or Creepy, make sure you're playing at home. Email us. Let us know what you think if these stories are real or creepy pasta. I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ.
And I'm Kat.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.